Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai says he's asked the King of Saudi Arabia to help mediate talks with the Taliban. Karzai says he has appealed to Taliban leader Mullah Omar to work for the happiness of the Afghan people. Mullah Omar didn't respond directly, but he did release a message today. It accuses the Afghan security forces of being thieves, smugglers, and criminals not worthy of people's trust. Some might say the same of the Taliban. Back in 1996, when the Taliban captured Kabul, they attacked Afghanistan's National Museum. They smashed priceless Buddhist statues and destroyed a quarter of the museum's collection. Then the looting started, and Afghanistan's ancient artifacts began popping up for illegal sale in the West. Many of them ended up in London. Today, the International Council of Museums went to London to publish what it calls the Red List. It's essentially a pocket guide for dealers and authorities. It shows objects that have been taken from Afghanistan's museums and archaeological sites. Detective Sergeant Vernon Rapley says authorities have found thousands of Afghan artifacts at antique fairs and in crates at airports.
We've had Indus Valley seals, we've had Gandharan sculpture. We saw one collection of maybe 200 or 300 swords that came over, which almost certainly originate from the Bactrian region.
The Red List also includes photographs of pottery from the 3rd millennium BC, carved ivory jewelry boxes, wall paintings, and Buddhist statues. Afghanistan's ambassador to Britain, Rahim Sherzoy, says returning Afghan cultural treasures is an important part of rebuilding the country's identity.
These are the piece of the heart of Afghanistan's people. I mean the antiquity, the heritage, cultural heritage.
Detective Rapley says at this point his team has amassed about 5 boxes of pieces of Afghan history and is ready to send them home.
It's as satisfying as recovering a little old lady's possessions when she's been burgled, but on a much larger and grander scale. It's still a satisfying task.
Afghan museum officials are looking forward to the return of the objects on the Red List. When the country's National Museum was being rebuilt, a message was chiseled into the marble on the wall. It read, "A nation stays alive when its culture stays alive."